Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, an annual tradition on Talk of Iowa, we're going to take a listen to some of the best folk and classical music releases of 2017. Later this hour, Iowa Public Radio classical music host Barney Sherman will be here. But first, Karen Impala, host of The Folk Tree Sundays at 1 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, is here with me now. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for being here. And now, you have put together a top 10 list for me, but it's not exactly a top 10. Tell me how this works.
Well, I started out by making a long list, which had about 40 items on it. Then I got a short list of about 15, and I noticed that about half of them were local performers. So I thought that was great. And so I put my local performers in the first half of the list. So it's kind of ranked my top five local ones followed by my top five non-local ones.
All right. So we will start with, and are these all Iowa artists or regional?
Yeah, Iowa, basically. One is from kind of the Dubuque, Galena area. So maybe a little bit not in Iowa, but they're otherwise all Iowa artists.
All right.
For the first five.
Close enough for me, for sure. All right. Well, let's start with the first one part of the list.
The first one is Catfish Keith. An Iowa icon and a nationally and internationally known blues performer. He's got a new album out this year called Mississippi River Blues. And I don't know, he can do no wrong. And within the genre of blues, he does a variety of things, even, you know, within the acoustic blues. His repertoire includes here and there, you know, some early country songs. There's a Mexican tune on this. And the track I picked is just one of my favorite songs in the world. It's called Shake Sugary. It was originally performed by Elizabeth Cotton. But anyway, Catfish Keith can do no wrong. So he does a great job on Shake Sugary.
All right, let's listen. A little bit of Shake Sugary, Catfish Keith from the album Mississippi River Blues. All right, what's next, Karen?
Next is Al Murphy, Iowa fiddler. He grew up in Iowa City and learned tunes, you know, from a wide variety of people. This album, he has not recorded a lot, but just came out with an album this year called Hogs in the Cornfield. And it's supported by a grant from the Iowa Arts Council. And what it is a collection of tunes that haven't much been recorded elsewhere. And they are mainly Midwestern tunes. So it's kind of a piece of history. And the track we're going to hear, that there's in the liner notes, it talks about how when Al Murphy was a boy on his paper route, he heard he heard fiddle music coming from one of the houses he was delivering papers to. And that's how he met Otis McCray, who was born in 1880. He says that Otis is the oldest fiddler that he played with and learned from. So he started learning tunes that were basically from the 1900s. And from Al Murphy, the album is called Hogs in the Cornfield. And the tune from the repertoire of Otis McCray is called The Steamboat Quickstep.
Thank you. The Steamboat Quick Step by Al Murphy. The album is Hogs in the Cornfield. What's next on your list, Karen?
An album by Keith Raines and Tara McGovern. And I haven't even gotten around to playing very much of this one on the air. The album's called Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School. Keith Raines is a guitar player. Tara McGovern is a fiddler in the Irish tradition, and there's some bagpipes from John Cooper on this album as well. It's got some American and some British Isles music, and as you can tell by the title, Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School, it is all basically traditional songs, and there's a website accompanying it with essays on the songs. Keith Raines is an English professor, so he has gone into some of the
nice
scholarly backgrounds of the songs. Tara McGovern is a very fine fiddler and singer, and anyway, we're going to hear one that features her singing. It's called the Twa Sisters.
They were twa sisters side by side, the Duaitam and the Duaite. They were twa sisters side by side, all the boys are born for me. They were twa sisters side by side, the elder wore young Johnny's knife. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny gave the younger a golden ring, a Duaitam and a Duaite. Johnny gave the younger a golden ring, all the boys are born for me. Johnny gave the younger a golden ring, he didn't give her sister anything. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. They went walking on the stony brim, the Duaitam and the Duaite.
A little bit of the Twa Sisters,
that's
Keith
right.
Raines and Tara McGovern. And it's true, I didn't sing that one in grade school.
No.
The album Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School.
Although, the song I Ride an Old Paint is on here, and I'm pretty sure I did sing that one in grade school. So, the interesting thing about that song we just heard is that also on the album is the American version of that same story, which is called Oh, the Wind and Rain.
Hmm.
And Keith says in the liner notes that he likes the edgy traditional songs, songs of warning, danger, murder, regret, and grief. And that song has all of those.
All right. Okay, what's next on the list?
Raldo Schneider. He's originally from Clarence, Iowa, and now based in Cedar Falls. He put out a new album this year called Churchill's Blues. And he's got drums and electric guitar on it and bass, so it's... Some of it's not all that folky, but I just think he's a great songwriter, and he would have fit right in as kind of a an early country music songwriter, because he says things in his songs that are kind of cliche, but he just fits them right in and makes them makes them mean something. This is kind of a love song. It's called That Thing.
It's that thing, make the pendulum swing. It's that thing, make a church bell ring. It's that thing, puts a singing the song. It's that thing she got going on. It's that thing, puts a hip in the hop. It's that thing, make a jawbone drop. It's that thing, puts a bang in the bone. It's that thing she got going on. It's that thing, puts a good in the goodbye. It's that thing, puts a me in the oh my. It's that thing been going on since the dawn of time.
That's a fun one. Raldo Schneider, That Thing, from the album Churchill's Blues. And as we mentioned earlier, you kind of divided your list into two. So this brings us to the last of the local artists on
That's
your list.
That's right. Medicinal Purposes is a duo from I'm not sure if they're exactly from Dubuque or Galena, Illinois, or both. It's a duo of Scott Guthrie on guitar and Pearl Olson on the bass, and they both sing. This is a song that Pearl wrote, and it's called I had a little trouble. When I first looked at the title, I was like, what does it mean? And I think it's badas, because the song starts with bada, bada, bada. So I think that's what the title of the song came from. The album.
That wasn't my interpretation, but
right. Well, when I looked at the title and listened to the song, then I thought it was. And it's very some
and
very
it's B-A-D-A-Z-Z.
Right. The album's called "That's What I'm Talking About," and I think this is some very clever songwriting from Pearl Olsen from the duo Medicinal Purposes.
That shaft and draw back. I've been aiming higher. Feel that fletching, kiss my cheek as it bolts into the heart of the fire.
All right, that's Medicinal Purposes. I'm gonna say that it's badass.
All right.
All right. Well. And that's from their album, That's What I'm Talking About. That's the feeling I get from
right.
that one.
And I love the metaphor there. It starts out with I'm not missing you, and it turns out to be about archery rather than lovelornness, whatever.
So and that concludes your list of the local artists. Sounds like a thriving folk scene these days.
Right, right. And then I have five that are non-local.
All right, and we will get to those after we take a short break.
All right.
I am talking with Karen Impala. She's the host of the Folk Tree Sundays at 1 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. We are doing our annual show where we look back at the best folk releases of 2017. We'll do the best classical music releases in just a few minutes, but we'll be back with more picks from Karen in just a moment. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors, dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, our annual tradition on Talk of Iowa, listening back to some of the best folk and classical music releases of the year. And right now, my guest is Karen Impala. She's host of the Folk Tree Sundays at 1 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. We're going to get to classical releases in a few minutes. But Karen, we were talking about some of your favorite releases from local artists, mostly Iowa-based artists. Now, we're throwing the localness out of the equation, and we've got what you would describe as your favorite track of the year.
Yeah, probably my very favorite album of the year.
Okay.
It's just an astonishing album by Rhiannon Giddens, and it's called Freedom Highway, and it's basically the history of Black people in America told in 12 songs, some original, some written by other people, and it's just amazing. The song, and I could talk about this for a very long time, but I'd like to urge you to check out the interview that Rhiannon Giddens did with Terry Gross on Fresh Air earlier this year, and you can find out a lot more about how this album was made and about what's on it. The song I picked, though, is one that really puts chills up your spine. It's a song called At the Purchaser's Option. And what it's based on, Rhiannon Giddens wrote it, it's based on an actual advertisement in a newspaper for an enslaved woman who was for sale. And it says she's about 22 years of age. And she has a child about 9 months, which will be at the purchaser's option, which means that the purchaser has the choice of whether this baby stays with its mom or not, which is just, you know,
devastating.
Yeah.
I've got a babe, but shall I keep him? 'Twill come the day when I'll be weeping. But how can I love him any less? This little babe upon my breast. You can take my body, you can take my bones, you can take my blood, but not my soul. You can take my body. You can...
At the purchaser's option, Rhiannon Giddens from Freedom Highway, and you're calling that the album of the year.
I would say it is. Yes. Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, where do we go from there?
Well, Joel Mabus is a performer I think can do no wrong. And he's a good Midwesterner, too, originally from Southern Illinois. And now he's based out of Michigan. He's put together an album called Different Hymnals. He was raised in a Pentecostal church, and he says that that formed a lot of the basis of his understanding of music. And he was originally going to do he's a wonderful guitar player. He was originally going to do an all instrumental album of just hymn tunes. But some of them wanted lyrics, and some of them he gave slightly adapted lyrics to, and he wrote a couple outright that are on this album, and there are some guitar instrumentals as well. I like what he says in the liner notes. He says, "A word about faith. I didn't come to preach or proselytize. I bring songs. Like most everybody, I have my firm beliefs and my many doubts, but I'll just keep them to myself, if that's okay. The songs abide." And this is a great old gospel song called "We'll Understand It Better By and By."
By and by, when that morning comes, when all the saints of God have gathered home, we're going to tell our stories of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, by and by, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we're going to tell our stories of how we will come, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Joel Mabus, "We'll Understand It Better By and By." Different Hymnals is the album. And what's next on your list?
David Rawlings. He is the musical partner of Gillian Welsh, although she usually gets top billing when they play together. But he's come out with a few albums where he kind of takes the lead. This album's called Poor David's Almanac. And I just like it a lot because it draws on a lot of traditional material but reworks it. And this is the song we're going to hear, called "Yup," and it's just got a lovely bounce to it. But it's a story that's found in traditional songs called "The Devil and the Farmer's Wife," but he's kind of totally recast it. I mean, I don't think he's drawn from a specific source song. He just took that story and put it into his own words and his own melody. So David Rawlings, the song is "Yup."
Well, the devil come up to him one day, said, "One of your family I'm gonna take away." Yep. Yep. "Well, please don't take my eldest son. His work on the farm has got to be done." Yep.
All right, David Rawlings, "Yup."
And I think the album also gets a little more rock and rollish and bluesish than that, but I just particularly liked that song.
Yeah, it's a great one. Poor David's Almanac is the album. All right, what's next? You've got two left.
Okay, Usher's Island is a new Irish band, but the people in it have been around for decades. If you follow Irish music, you have heard of Andy Irvine, Donald Lunny, Paddy Glacken, Mike McGoldrick, and John Doyle. Collectively, they've been members from a lot of great bands, from Planxty to Lunasa to Solus to Capper Cayley. Anyway, they've got a self-titled album as Usher's Island, and we're going to hear a song. I think this is sung by Andy Irvine. It's called Felix the Soldier. It's actually a song collected in America, but about the story of an Irishman who emigrated to America and became a soldier in the French and Indian War, so back in the 1700s.
Well, they took away me brogues and they robbed me of me spade. They put me in the army and a soldier of me made. But I could not beat the drum, I could not play the flute. They handed me a musket and they taught me how to shoot. Scaled the wall, the devil a bit of mercy did the Frenchies show it all. Well, the Indians, they were sly, and the Frenchies, they were coy. They shot away the left leg of this poor Irish boy.
Felix the Soldier from Usher's Island, a sad tale. Although it sounds so happy.
Right. And those are just some of the best players in Irish music.
All right. So this is the last one on your list.
All right.
What did you
say
for last?
The last one is a trio called the Early Mays, three female vocalists who also between them play fiddle and banjo and guitar and keyboards and a bunch of other stuff. And this is the title song from their album, Chase the Sun. And I am just a sucker for great female harmony singing. This song was written by one of the band members, Emily Pinkerton.
We never rest. We chase the sun. I think I see what we're trying to outrun. A shapeless fear. We live inside. We move. We love without lifting our eyes. No run. Under my feet. I keep watch as I breathe.
Oh, that is gorgeous, Karen. So the Early Mays, Chase the Sun, from the album Chase the Sun. It must have been hard to whittle it down to 10.
It was.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your picks with us today.
All right. You're welcome.
Karen Impala is the host of The Folk Tree Sundays at 1 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. And of course, we will be publishing that entire list on our website at iowapublicradio.org. And now we're going to move on to classical music picks from 2017. And with me is classical music host Barney Sherman, who you hear in the afternoons on IPR's classical music stream. Hello, Barney.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here. And you have put together a top 10 list. Is this in order from your favorite?
Well, as usual, I felt like I couldn't possibly know what the best of 2017 actually was. I haven't even heard some of the top choices on other lists. So instead of a best of year list, this is supposed to be notable things that happened in 2017. And to narrow it down, I asked myself two questions. So the first is, what would make a good holiday gift? And the second is, what pointed to bigger trends? So that's my claim for this list.
All right. So we have kind of a mixture of tracks that answer those questions.
Exactly.
All right. So where do you want to start?
Well, I hope you don't mind if I stray out of my lane and start with a pair of books.
Okay.
There was so much really great writing on classical music in 2017, and I'll just focus on two that were written by Iowans. They're really actually very important books. They change how we think about the history of music, but they're also totally readable if you're not a specialist, and they tell us something about our part of the world.
Okay.
So the first is called The Elocutionists, Women, Music, and the Spoken Word. It's by Marian Wilson Kimber of the University of Iowa, and it's a very rich historical study, so I'll just mention three takeaways out of many. The first is that women played a really crucial role in building the classical music scene in America that's been pretty much forgotten by historians until now. So, I mean, think of the Hoyt Sherman Place in Des Moines. Do you know who built that? The Des Moines Women's Club.
Huh.
It's just one small example. The second is that there was this whole genre called elocution or elocutionism that mixed reciting poetry or other texts over music. And this genre has been completely forgotten, but it was a huge part of the culture. And Kimber, Marian Wilson Kimber, argues that it played a big part in helping women find ways to speak in the public sphere. That's when women's place was supposed to be in the home. So it was historically important. Another thing about it is that music history has pretty much focused on big cities, you know, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and yet especially before broadcasting or recording, you really have to look at non-urban America, definitely including small town America and definitely Iowa, to understand the music scene. And in fact, there's a really fascinating chapter on the Music Man. And after you read that, you'll never see that the same way, and you'll have way more respect for the mayor's wife.
All right. So The Elocutionists, Women, Music, and the Spoken Word by Marian Wilson Kimber. And what's your other book?
The other book is English Pastoral Music from Arcadia to Utopia by Eric Saylor of Drake University. And that's about British 20th century composers who wrote music inspired by the British countryside and the idea of rural life, which I love this music. I play a lot of Ralph Vaughan Williams, but I've been used to thinking of it as a sort of guilty pleasure. Well, Eric Saylor argues, no apologies. It's really great music. He even relates it to his experience of growing up in Iowa, and it's also really well written. So,
all right, English Pastoral Music from Arcadia to Utopia by Eric Saylor of Drake University. Two book picks to lead off our music list.
Exactly.
Where do you want to start with music?
Okay, well, first I mentioned trends, and my first pick shows two trends. One of them, it was another great year for Bach playing, and I almost went for a new recording of the Goldberg Variations. Instead, I went with another one because it shows a theme, which is that classical music in 2017 is a true, connected, international scene. My example is Japan, which just might be the world's leader in Bach performance.
Oh.
Forget Bill Murray and Lost in Translation, which sort of made fun of Japan's cultural pursuits, because when it comes to Bach, Japan is as deep and informed as it gets. Anyway, this choice is the latest recording by Masaaki Suzuki, who has now recorded all of Bach's sacred music with his Bach Collegium Japan, and a lot of the keyboard and organ music. Well, he's now recording Bach's secular vocal music, and he and his group are at the top of their game. It's great playing. And for the holiday gift value, your Bach fan probably doesn't have cantatas 206 and 215 in their collection. And also, it's that time of year when you might want some joyful choral music with lots of trumpets and drums, and this definitely fits.
Bach,
Bach lovers might recognize that music from when Bach himself recycled it for his Mass in B minor. He liked that so much that he used it twice. So that's the original.
All right. Well, we have a break coming up, but why don't you begin to tell us just a little bit about the next pick on your list?
Well, for the opera lover on your gift list, it's easy this year. One recording stood out. It's Hector Berlioz's Les Troyens, The Trojans, based on Virgil. And opera's always expensive to do, but this one's crazy expensive. You need over 230 musicians and 20 lead singers. It's been 15 years since anyone has put out a CD. This one is really great, and it lets a neglected American conductor, John Nelson, have a kind of career triumph. And the singer, Joyce DiDonato, is at her usual wonderful best.
All right, a new recording of Berlioz's The Trojans, performed by the Strasbourg Opera. And we are going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment with more of Barney Sherman's picks for the best new classical recordings of 2017. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, the best new folk and classical music picks. I talked with Karen Impla earlier in the hour about her folk music picks. Now we're focusing on classical music. And with me is Iowa Public Radio classical music host Barney Sherman. You can hear him on weekday afternoons and Sunday afternoons as well. And Barney, that brings us to number three on your list. And you're looking at trends this year. Where does this one fall?
Latin America, another remarkable place for classical music. The composer is Osvaldo Golijov, who was born in Argentina, Romanian Jewish family. So he grew up with Bach and with tango and with klezmer and Jewish liturgical music in his household. And as he found his voice as a adult composer, he brought these elements together. Well, he wrote this piece. It's called Azul for Yo-Yo Ma, who is a perfect fit. Yo-Yo Ma has done more than anyone to bring different world musics together. I actually heard this piece, Azul, on some of our symphony broadcasts on IPR, and I loved it and wondered why we didn't have a recording. It turns out there had never been a recording. It finally came out in this year. And yeah, I love it. So Yo-Yo Ma playing it with the Knights and Eric Jacobson.
Azul by Osvaldo Golijov and played by Yo-Yo Ma and the Knights. That's beautiful. What's next on your list, Barney?
Well, I wanted to mention that CD also has a fabulous mix of other composers, including Dvorak, Sufjan Stevens, and Carolyn Shaw. And she is one
of... An eclectic mix.
Yeah. And she is one of the composers on my next pick, which is called Thrive on Routine. By a group with a pretty routine name, ACME, the American Contemporary Music Ensemble, but it is not routine at all. The two trends there is, first of all, it's new music, but it is beautiful, it's listenable, it's meaningful. And the second is that of the four composers on the CD, three are also players in the group. That's a new thing. Classical music has had this kind of division of labor where a few geniuses write the music and other people, the mere mortals, play it. So there's a strong sense of hierarchy, a kind of exalting of the romantic creative genius. Well, a new trend is where composers and performers are playing each other's music. Performers are composing more. It's been common in, say, jazz music,
right,
but it's a new development.
So it's like the singer-songwriter of classical music now.
Yeah, yeah. It's an opening up. Well, Carolyn Shaw played two back-to-back concerts in Iowa City this year with two different groups in which she's a member. And the track I've chosen here is a piece on this CD that she wrote called Gustave Le Gray. It's performed by another notable composer performer in the group who played here in Cedar Falls. His name is Timo Andres.
Gustave Le Gray by Carolyn Shaw, played by ACME. I love that name. It's an acronym, though, the American Contemporary Ensemble.
Yeah.
All right. What's next on your list?
Brahms. Somehow each year it feels like one great composer of the past resonates the most with the most musicians. And in this year it happened to be Brahms, which made it hard to pick just one Brahms CD. I could have made the whole list Brahms, but I'm going with a pianist named Arkady Volodos, who recorded these short piano pieces that Brahms wrote in old age. Among his last works, they go very deep emotionally. Every note matters. Every note has to sing and mean something, and I've played some of them, and I've heard them a million times. Arkady Volodos does something really new and totally convincing, and I think it's a keeper.
Some Brahms played there by pianist Arkady Volodos. And that was Intermezzo in A Major from Opus 118?
Yes.
All right. And where do we go from here?
Marta Argerich and friends, live from Lugano 2016. She was born in Buenos Aires in 1941 and one of the ultimate pianists, partly because she embodies contradictions. She may be the greatest pianist around, but she never wanted to be a pianist and hates giving solo recitals. She doesn't want to be in the spotlight. She stopped doing it in the 1980s. What she does love is relaxed music making with friends. And for over a decade, there's been a festival in Lugano every year where great musicians come together and just play music there with Martha. And anyway, in 2016, she turned 75, and that's going to be the last of these festivals. The funding went away, and to me, it's the best they have done yet. And one of the things that happens is she returns to some of her music she's most famous for, including music of Ravel, very difficult music, and she's as much on top of it as she was half a century ago. There's also some unfamiliar things played by other people that are quite wonderful. So that is...
So this is a live concert recording.
This is a live... It's all live concert recordings. In this case, it's Maurice Ravel's piano concerto played by the orchestra at this place.
Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Major, played by pianist Martha Argerich. And that doesn't sound like a 75-year-old woman playing the piano to me. That's incredible.
She's amazing.
Wow. All right, what's next?
Jennifer Higdon has emerged for me as a really important American composer. And if you want to sample her works, there's a new CD out this year called All Things Majestic, which lets us hear two concertos, traditional forms, an oboe concerto that I think is a new classic, a viola concerto that's quite special, and an instrumental piece that honors our national parks. It's called All Things Majestic. She wrote it for the Grand Tetons Music Festival. And her music is not theory-driven. It's very intuitive. In fact, she hiked around the Grand Teton Park before writing this piece. The movement I'm going to play is... it's about one of the lakes there, and it captures the serenity.
That is some of Jennifer Higdon's All Things Majestic, written for Grand Teton National Park. That was String Lake, played by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. That certainly, I can imagine the scenery as I'm listening to that.
Exactly, yes.
What's next on your list?
Well, 2017 was a great year for Tyshawn Sorey, who won a MacArthur. And that's actually why I sort of became aware of him. And he also shows a trend, which is that it's harder to separate musicians into genres. So he originally was a jazz drummer, but the other thing he did in 2017 was earn a doctorate in composition from Columbia. So is he jazz? Is he classical? You could put him in either or not quite either, but as you listen to his music and you kind of adjust to his world, something for me very special happens. This latest CD is called Verisimilitude, and it makes me think of how some classical music can kind of slow down time and put you into a kind of different dimension. In fact, it's exactly the opposite of what social media does, I would say. So this is from a track on it, and it's towards the end. It's called Contemplating Tranquility.
Thank you.
Tyshawn Sorey from Verisimilitude, Part 5, Contemplating Tranquility. A little bit of a genre bending going on there.
Yes.
All right. That brings us to number 9 on your list.
Well, I am a fan of Baroque music, and another composer who had a big year in 2017 was Georg Philipp Telemann. It was an anniversary year, so many recordings came out. He is probably the most prolific composer in history. He was writing in an era when composers just wrote a lot, and he lived into his 80s and kept working all the way through. He was a few years older than Bach, godfather to one of Bach's kids, way more famous in his day, but kind of put down when I was younger because of sort of fashion. Well, he's being rediscovered, and if you want to hear just wonderful Baroque concertos, there are so many choices. I picked one of concertos for varied instruments because it lets us hear a concerto for, get ready, mandolin, hammered dulcimer, harp, and strings. And it's played by the Academy for Early Music of Berlin.
Feel almost like I'm getting a little whiplash. I felt like I was listening to the future with Tyshawn Sorey, and then we traveled into the deep past with Telemann there, and the concerto for mandolin, hammered dulcimer, harp, and strings played by the Academy of Early Music of Berlin. And I know that you have a number 10 on your list, and I think we can play out with that one today. You bring us back around to Bach, and you can tell us a little bit about it, but I do want to say thank you so much, Barney, for being here today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, Charity. I've wondered whether I should bring in some Sibelius piano music played by Leif Ove Andsnes or Debussy played by some French musicians, but I actually haven't received those CDs yet, so I'm going with that woman I mentioned at the very beginning, Beatrice Rana, 23 when she recorded Bach's Goldberg Variations, and it is very bliss-inducing.
Bach's Goldberg Variations, number 27, played by Beatrice Rana. The final pick for Barney Sherman this year. We've been talking about the best classical releases of 2017 and the best folk releases of 2017. Barney Sherman, you can hear him weekday afternoons and Sunday afternoons on Iowa Public Radio Classical, and you'll see the entire list on our website at iowapublicradio.org. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.